On this date, in 1991, American alternative rock group Nirvana released the album Nevermind. The band's breakthrough album announced a new musical style called grunge and gave voice to the post-baby boom young adults known as Generation X. Nirvana was part of the post-punk underground scene that centered on K Records of Olympia, Washington, before they recorded their first single and album for an independent record company in Seattle. They refined this mix of 1960s style pop and 1970s heavy metal hard rock on their first album for a major label. Nevermind, which features the hit Smells Like Teen Spirit, was the first full expression of punk concerns to achieve mass market success in the United States. Nirvana used extreme changes of tempo and volume to express anger and alienation. A quiet, tuneful verse switched into a ferocious, distorted chorus. In the fashion of many 1970s punk groups, guitarist, singer-songwriter Kurt Cobain set powerful rock against sarcastic, elusive lyrics that explored hopelessness, surrender, and male objection. Like Nevermind, the band's third album, In Utero, reached number one on the U.S. charts. By this point, however, Cobain's heroin use was out of control. After a suicide attempt in Rome in March of 1994, he entered a Los Angeles treatment center. In a mysterious sequence of events, he returned to Seattle, where he shot and killed himself in his lakeside home. Subsequent concert releases, notably Unplugged in New York, only added to Nirvana's legend. In 2002, the greatest hits album Nirvana appeared and included the previously unreleased single You Know You're Right. That year, a collection of Cobain's journals was also published. Three years ago on this date, a gala was hosted by former President Bill Clinton to commemorate the 50th anniversary of Central High School's desegregation. The National Park Service dedicated its new visitor center with a ceremony featuring a keynote address from civil rights activist and U.S. Representative John Lewis. The following day, nearly 2,000 visitors converged on the front lawn of Central High to honor the Little Rock Nine and reflect on the school's significant role in the civil rights struggle. A testament to its utilitarian design and quality construction, Little Rock Central High School is still in operation in the 21st century, making it the only fully functioning high school to be established as a National Historic Site. On this date in 1996, the United States and the world's other major nuclear powers signed a treaty to end all testing and development of nuclear weapons. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.